Blog Talk Radio.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out, 'cause it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and find, was it all in vain? 'Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday, 'cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if He would be there for you. I want you to
thank you.
dedicated to people like me, those that struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough, you never felt pretty enough, but imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
Tuning in tonight. You are live with Miss Nadine Fry on Where They Do That At Radio. We are on from 9 until 11 tonight. We're going to be discussing various topics concerning a lot of the issues that plague a lot of our youth as well as our elderly today. Major focal point of our conversation is Miss Fry's book, which is entitled Only the Strong Survives. It definitely has been a major encouragement and an encourager to a lot of our listeners abroad. We encourage each and every person who hasn't had a chance to actually go out and to purchase the book to please do so, because it definitely is a an eye-opener and an awakening. Before we get started, I would like to say just God's put this on my heart to say this just, you know, for the listeners in general and just, you know, for well as myself as well. A lot of times we as people, we put value on positions or jobs or titles. And I kind of want to let you share with you just pretty much what God says about all that. In the Word of God, He preaches and tells us that people are equal before Him. And I think we just shed light on a couple of scriptures that really exemplify that. We'll actually start with Matthew 20, verse 25 through 27. It says, Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles are lorded over them, and their high officers exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant." Verse 27 says, "And whosoever wants to be first must be your slave." Verse 28 says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now, to add a little more clarity to what I just read, we come down to Romans 3, verse 10. And I'm going to read from verse 10 to 24. It says, "It is written that there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands, no one who seeks God." Verse 22 says, "This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ."
Mm-hmm.
"To all who believe, there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. And ladies and gentlemen, every person, every man, every woman, everyone here that is on this air tonight, and all those that we're going to lift up in prayer, God has a purpose for you. Ms. Fry is just, you know, what she's bringing with her show, which is called God Survivors, is an ability for us to really acknowledge that and see that. And pretty much, you know, definitely has been a great motivation in all of our lives, and I'm pretty sure the listeners can definitely agree. You know, I'm telling you, your book covers so many different areas, so many different aspects of life. It's unavoidable. One thing that you know, basically what I will say this: how do you feel about people that may feel at this moment that they're not quite worthy of the things that God is putting before them?
God loves all of us equally. The things that we have done and are doing, God knew that before we were born. God knew everything we were going to do and everything that we have done. You see, he ordained our steps. He sent us in different directions in life to get where he wants us to be. It's all about God. It's not about us. So anything that we've done, God already knew we were going to do it. And he still loves us, even though, just like our children, we still love our children regardless of what mistakes they make in life. We still love them. We may punish them to make them do wrong or hold back gifts from them or, like God, hold blessings from them, but we still love them the same. In fact, we love them more because we want to give them more attention.
That's right. That's right. And definitely before we get too much further into the show, I would also like to say that our heart and our prayers go out to the Curry family.
Yes.
It was just definitely brought to my attention earlier that they were involved in an incident. And again, anytime you hear of anything of that level, you know, your heart draws near, your heart really goes out, and we just want to just let the family know that you're definitely, definitely, definitely within our prayers. Definitely within our prayers.
Yes.
You know, we hear so much about that. You know, that's why, you know, that protective angel is out there, you know.
Yes, God sent angels to protect that. I hate to interrupt, but Vanessa Curry is an employee of mine. Mm-hmm. And her mother and father was on the road, and they had an accident, and a car hit them.
Wow.
But God intervened, and the ambulance that was on the way hit them the second time.
Wow.
But God was still there.
Still
they're doing okay. She called me this morning and said, doing fine. But I just lifted them up in prayer, and I'm so glad you mentioned that. But it's God.
That's right.
See, until we do what God wants us to do, ordained us to do, we're not going anywhere.
That's right. That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, you definitely have to take heed to exactly what he's showing us through everything that we're hearing. Just to kind of add to that, we had a definite blessing on the early part of our segment this week. The young gentleman, Birthmark is what his name is, that he goes by in terms of stage name, was he blessed us last week when he was actually able to call into the show after his incident, you know, about 3-4 weeks ago. And he talked about a lot of different things, but the main thing that we all walked away from was exactly what you're just saying. God is not going to – he's going to take us through a lot, but, you know, until we are finished doing what he's called us to do, he's got us in the palm of our hand, in his hand.
Exactly.
And he's going to continue to protect us. I mean, I know in many times in my life, especially when I was younger, there were plenty of things that I was out and about doing that I shouldn't be here talking to you guys right now. But I knew it was the only God that had his hand, that protective wedge, you know, around myself as well as my family. And
right.
And we have to realize that.
That's right.
We definitely, definitely have to realize that. Again, you're live with the Nadine Fry Show, God Survivors. We're on from 9 to 11. You can call in at area code 347-934-0318. Please press 1 on the dial so you can definitely, you know, we encourage your comments, concerns, and questions. So many things are happening and so many things will continue to happen, but we just have to be aware. We want people around us to be aware. We have to be aware. So many things that are going on in the world that you read about, that you hear about, But when you employ and line these things up with what the Word of God has said, you kind of really understand really what's being allowed to happen, because the key word is allowed. Nothing happens without God saying so. You know, don't ever think that if you're good or bad, you gotta count it all joy. Like my grandmother used to say, you gotta count it all joy because it was God that allowed it.
Exactly.
And He doesn't fail. He's not late. He's always on time, and He's always doing what needs to be done. So we always, always, always have to remember that.
Right.
We have to remember that. But
some of my things I went through, the book, Only Strong Survive, God carrying me through, I had to learn to forgive. You know, a lot of people say, well, how did you learn to forgive these people for abusing you? But I stayed in my word. And I just want to share a couple scriptures about forgiveness.
Right.
Luke 17:3-4.
Right.
If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. And if he repeats, forgive him. Even if he repeats seven times, forgive him seven times.
That's right.
That's the word of God. No matter how many times someone does something to you, you have to forgive them over and over again. It don't sound fair, but it's God's word.
Right.
Mark 11:25, when you pray, forgive if you have anything against anyone so that your Father will forgive you. So, see, I wanted God to forgive me, so I had to forgive my abusers.
That's right.
Because I stayed in my word. And then one more is Romans 12:19 says, vengeance is mine. Do not avenge yourself. So if you try to avenge yourself, you're taking away what God wants to do.
That's right.
So you forgive them, you show love, you keep going, and watch how God handles things.
That's right. That's right, because God is the merciful Redeemer.
Yes.
He is the one that is, like how we say it, on the opposite side, on the street, He's the one that's pulling all the strings and controlling everything.
And no one is worth you going to hell.
That's right.
I'm not saying we're going to hell, but if God said we got to forgive to go to heaven, then we got to forgive.
We have to forgive.
Those abusers were not worth me going to hell. I had to forgive them. And then when you forgive, you know what? You have to act like it never happened.
That's right.
That's what faith is, acting like it never happened.
That's right. That's
so
right.
You can't say you forgive and then you hold them, you don't speak to them, you don't call them. You act like it never happened. And that's what faith is, and that's how God rewards you. And that's why I'm being blessed.
That's right. That's right. And Ms. Fry, I'm pretty sure the listeners that are out there definitely can agree. They can definitely understand, because you definitely said some key points. We have to come to the realization that, you know, God didn't say that when you become saved, the world is going to be an oyster and you're just going to just tiptoe through the tulips.
That's
pretty
right.
Much, it's actually the contrary. The closer you draw to Him, you're able to overcome those things. You understand that a lot of these battles that you come against, you're not supposed to fight. You're supposed to rely on His strength.
That's right.
Rely on Him.
Right.
And see, the beauty in that is when you rely on Him, when I say Him, meaning God, our Father, our Savior, He can't fail.
He won't fail.
He won't fail. So
it's His word. He don't lie.
He doesn't lie. He won't fail. He's not late. He does everything according to His will and His plan. So when you give that burden to Him, you shouldn't stress over it. You know, a lot of times it's hard for us to kind of, you know, go about that way. But this is, you know, when we get stronger in the word, this walk of life is all about.
Exactly. So you have to be on the level with God. See, I'm at a level now with God that I've been through so much and talked to Him so much, and He talked back to me in my spirit and let me know it's okay. I'll take care of everything that's happened to you, and then I'm going to bless you because you got enough faith to know that I'm going to take care of it. See, when you go to God and pray, you're praying. God knows that you know that He's the only one that can conquer that situation.
That's right.
That's why we must pray. We get on our knees to pray to God. God is saying, you know what? They know I'm the only one that can do it.
That's right.
That's why you have to pray. And let God know, God, you know what? I'm dependent on you. You are the only one I'm dependent on.
Right.
So that's what it means to pray. That's why we have to pray daily in our spirit when we're on the way to work, when we come from work. Pray in your spirit to God. because it's talking to him. And when you talk to him, he likes that because he knows that's faith enough to know that he can correct all our circumstances.
That's right. That is so true. That is so true. Just the kind of make a forward progression, just, you know, and for all of the listeners, especially the ones that have already read the book, the ones that already know, the issues that hurt of a lot of our youth, just like you were saying earlier about forgiveness, I want to ask this on the air. For those that are right now or just in the past, present, and so forth, In the aspect, I read something in there, you know, about looking up statistics about physical abuse, mental abuse, the things that kind of, you know, build towards a person becoming an abuser. If I was to ask you the percentage of these cases of people that are going through this physical and mental abuse, what would you say the statistic would be in terms of these cases that aren't being reported or these things happening and no one is not saying anything? What do you think that statistic is in your honest opinion?
The percentage is 90%.
Wow.
And that's 90%.
And that is staggering. That is staggering. So why do you feel that what is the reason for that? I mean, why is that figure so high? Why is that statistic so high?
Fear. Afraid. You're afraid of them. You're afraid they might hurt your loved ones. You're afraid if it's found out, will people believe that it's your fault? You're afraid. You just don't know why you're in that circumstance. You're afraid, what did I do to deserve this? Or what didn't I do? Or You just blame yourself for a while. And then sometimes you even start blaming God.
Mm.
If you're not at the level where you should be, you'll start blaming God. Why are you allowing these things to happen?
Mm-hmm.
But see, then I didn't know that whatever God was allowing to happen to my life was for me to be able to talk like I'm talking now, to be able to everybody that I pray with, I can say, I've been through what you've been through. Because you can't tell me how it feels for your husband to die of cancer unless your husband died of cancer.
That's right.
And my husband passed away with cancer, so if someone come and talk to me, I'll listen.
That's right.
But unless you've been through it, you can't talk to people. They won't listen. They'll act like it, but it'll go on one ear and come out the other. But when I say I've been abused as a child, as a wife, a young wife, beaten, and son born with cerebral palsy, husband dying of cancer, on and on and on, I can talk to everybody. But see, I didn't know God was using me for that.
That's right.
He knew I was strong enough to handle it. I didn't.
That's right. We have to all realize that we are only but vessels for God, and He uses each vessel according to His will and His way. And that is one of the most, how you want to say it, one of the most inspiring things of His word that really drives, you know, me personally in all of this. No matter what adversity I may go through, you know, with my family, with people that are close to me, loved ones, things, and that sort, I have to always go back and remember that there's a purpose and a plan for all of this. You know, even though it may be uncomfortable now, I might not understand now, I do understand that the God that I serve doesn't allow, you know, what's happening is meant for His glory, it's meant for Him.
Right.
So I have to, that, and that's what drives us through a lot of that. And, you know, it just took, you know, from just reading your book and understanding what you've been through from that level, it displays just so much empowerment and perseverance. And these are a lot of the values that we really have to build on to really help heal our community. You know, it goes so deep. It's you know, one of the reasons why I'm such a huge advocate for a lot of these young artists that are involved with where they do that radio and doing things in the community is because they have, in their own way, in their own right, in their own struggle, in their own trials and tribulations, have so much healing that they bring to others. And so we can never take our eyes off the prize of really what this is about. And so this is why this segment is to me one of the most important part of what we do. And I'm so glad, I feel so blessed to have so many folks that feel the same way, that are calling in and acknowledging, just, their contribution and their willingness to learn and to listen and to be a part of this awareness and awakening, because we all have to come to this point of realization for us to really understand the true calling that God has put on all of us, because this is what it's about.
That's right, because music is healing.
That's right. It is.
It's peace. Every time you listen to music, it makes you feel good.
That's
and wherever your mind goes, your feelings follow. So when you listen to music, it's good to listen to music because it's a healing to your soul.
That's right. That's right. And for all my listeners who might not know, for everyone that's tuned in to the Nadine Fry Show tonight, just share with the listeners, who was the first lover of music?
God was the first lover of music because Satan was over the music in heaven. He was the director. When he walked, music came from his wings, and God sat and listened to it. So see, God loved music. It brought peace even to God.
That's right.
So when we have a blessing, we're blessed to be able to create music, that comes from God. So he wants us to use it in a godly way for his glory, because he knows that music makes people feel good. So that's what we have to do, make people feel good through our music, because God was the first lover.
That's right, and that is so important. It goes so deep in just what we all do from a musician standpoint, from an artist standpoint, from a speaker standpoint, from a preaching standpoint, just in general, whatever gift God has blessed you with, whatever he has given you, you got to understand it's always meant for his glorification, and it was all meant, to be an example. And him furthering his promise that he made, from day one.
That's right, to make people feel good, not to degrade people or pull them down. It's to make people feel good because it came from God. And then Satan has people thinking that we're supposed to degrade people through our music. I know a lot of us are hurt, and I express it in my book, but when we are hurt and we got to play music that hurt other people, God is not pleased with that. That's why we're not getting our blessings. And I say we, because we all, we do things that's not of God.
That's right.
So God holds up our blessings. He still loves us, but he holds our blessings. We wonder, where is my money going? Why can't I this? Why? Because he's holding them up until you get to somebody or hear somebody like I and tell you, you're not doing what God wants you to do. You are blessed, and God has a blessing for you. The sky is the limit. God wants you to be financially blessed on earth.
That's right.
But he will hold your blessings up until you do what he wants you to do. As a mother or a father, if your children are not obeying you, you will not give them the gifts that you have for them.
That's right.
Until they act right. When they act right, you reward them.
That is
true. It's the same way with our father.
It's the same way with our father. You
are
right.
He's going to give us what we want.
That's right. That is so true.
He'll give us what we want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to tell you, I had a friend of mine a while back that really made me think. A lot of times we'll say, well, in being vengeful and letting the things of the world kind of weigh on us, sometimes we'll say to ourselves, well, well, God, why is it that this person has all this and I only have that? I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. And so so we all get caught up into that.
And you see Satan, leave him alone.
Mm-hmm.
When he have them, he ain't bothering them.
Hey,
he ain't bothering their finances.
Hey.
He going to somebody else. He going to save people. He trying to get them.
Exactly.
The ones he has, he leave them alone.
Exactly.
And we looking around talking about, oh, they got all that money. They ain't gonna bother their finances.
Exactly.
He's going to somebody else.
And I'm gonna tell you, he also added to this. He said, now, you think you have problems now. Now, when you getting close to God and reading his word and understanding it, imagine, you got to kind of think about the God that you serve. If you think you're having problems now, think if God just gave you whatever you wanted. See, there's a reason and a plan for a lot of the things that he does. So you kind of almost have to, not question God, just get closer to him. So, because he tells you in his word, the closer you get to him, the less the things of the world is going to make sense to you.
But see, he knows us, though.
Right.
He knows if he gives us what we really want, are we going to go away from him? If we were all millionaires, would we serve God? See, God knows us. He knows what we would do if we had all that money or whatever we want. When we get to the level that he wants us and that we know that it's all about him, I'm at a level now that I know it's all about God.
That's right.
Any money or financial blessings that I get from God is not for me. It's for other people.
That's right.
Because, see, the first thing that happened is God so loved the world that he gave. He gave.
Mm.
So, see, our love shows when we givers, then God will let somebody else give to me.
That's right.
So I am a giver, so God gives to me. That's what God said. We have to give like he gave.
That's right. That is so true. That is so true. Well, I definitely got some callers that are definitely, you know, want to definitely chime in and share their thoughts on everything that we're discussing. Please feel free. Again, press 1 on the dial. You can dial in at 934. Oh, let me get it right. I'm all discombobulated now. 347-934-0318. Please press 1 on the dial. We definitely get you in. But I'm going to take a couple of callers right quick and just see what the listeners think on the Nadine Fry Show. Let's see who we got here. Caller number one. Caller number one, you are live on the Nadine Fry Show. Live with Nadine Fry, God Survivors. Who we got calling in tonight?
It's Corey.
All right.
Hey, Corey.
All
right. Hey, what's up, Nadine?
Hey, Corey. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I've been listening, man, and y'all right, because God, remember I told you about my situation a while back, like with me losing my job in the hospital situation, and after that, I thought I would have to put music on hold, and I couldn't do nothing else, and then, out of nowhere, I get in contact with this radio station and you and your book, and it just made me, like, more of a believer that he uses people to reach the other people, because I was about to stop music for about a year.
I'm so glad you didn't.
I'm so glad you didn't.
We're so glad he didn't.
Because he is definitely one of these artists, I mean, and I'm not just talking about Corey, but all artists, but he is an artist that definitely so much potential. And
yes,
and
you could tell.
You could tell. So much potential, and the fans are responding to that, and then some. So, trust me, God's not done with you yet, man. He ain't done with you. He got a whole lot more work for you.
See, God's going to bless him because he's not ashamed. See,
right.
And God said, you're shaming me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. He's not ashamed to talk about God. So God is going to bless him. The devil got him thinking that he shouldn't play that music, and he's too good. That's why the devil after him. You continue, Corey, because you even bless me when you call.
That's right.
I tell Jane, I say, is Corey calling?
That's right. That's
no.
Right. That's right. That's right.
It was a big situation because my actual singer and songwriter, a week later, he got into a car crash. So he ended up being homeless. So when my situation happened, he was going through something too. And guess where we at right now? Now we are actually, we actually live like right here together. We have a roof over our head, and we do music all day.
Praise God.
All right.
Praise God.
That's, and you got to understand God.
Everything works out.
That's right. He has a plan. He has a plan. But definitely, that's what it's about, Corey. That is
exactly because he's helping his friend.
That's right.
So God, so love the word he gave. He gave. He helped his friend.
That's right.
He showed his love through helping his friend. So that now, since he helped his friend, God going to step in and help Corey.
That's right.
Things going to come. Corey's going to have so much favor with God now that he's going to look. He wonder where all the blessings coming from.
That's right.
Because he gave. He gave of himself. It's not just financial giving. It's giving of yourself.
That's right.
And helping someone.
That's right. That is so key. But, man, I'm telling you, definitely, man, that's inspiration right there, man. I am so glad you definitely called in and shared that with us and all the listeners. Because, I mean, definitely, I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of us definitely need to hear that because, I mean, we got to understand really what's at stake and really what's what we're being called to do. So, again, you know, always a young man that when he calls in, he's you know, you can tell there's more to what he gives you than what he has. God has a lot of great, just like Ms. Fry said, a lot of great blessings for you, man. A lot, and we see it. We're just excited to be a part of it, man.
And I wish he'd write a song for Only Strong Survive.
Okay.
Wish he would.
Oh, would Corey go ahead and let it? You heard what Ms. Fry just said, right?
He'd write a song for Only Strong Survive.
We're working on that. Actually, I wrote the outline for your book, breaking down each scenario that happened in your book. So
okay.
That's what we're doing
okay,
now.
Okay, great. We're glad to hear it.
Definitely, I'll tell you, he's on fire. But man, definitely, we appreciate you calling in, Corey. Man,
All right.
We got the listeners definitely calling in. Man, keep doing what you do. Stay tuned in. I'm going to take another caller right quick and just see who we got out there.
Keep working on that song.
That's right. He's working on it now.
All right.
He calls me every other day. He's on it now. He's on
okay.
it.
All
right. I appreciate it, Corey.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. You too.
All right. Okay. Okay, we're going to take another caller right quick. Caller number two, you are live with Ms. Nadine Fry, God Survivors. Who we got on the line tonight?
Jessica Young.
All right, Ms. Young. Oh, my goodness. Ms. Young is in the house. How
yes.
yes.
I am wonderful.
Doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we are doing great.
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I was listening to the conversation, and, you know, the scripture that came to me was give, and it will be given unto you, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I can say in my life, I'm a witness to that because I believe when you give and when you're helping people, those are seeds being planted, and they will, you'll get your harvest. Because I'm seeing some harvest of things in my life right now. Even when you forgive, you have to look at that as a seed as well. Because when you're forgiving, God is actually blessing your life. He's bringing a blessing and anointing into your life as well. So I just believe in letting things go because you have to for yourself, for your future, for your anointing, for your gift. You have to let things go for God to do the work that he desires to do in and through you.
Yes. I really appreciate that.
That is so true.
We
all appreciate that, man. Miss Jessica, you know, hey, like I said before, I don't mean to make you blush. But I'm going to say that was such a beautiful song, covered by his blood.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I mean, for the listeners, for all of us, and I mean, and like I say, Ms. Fry, that's just the beginning. She got some other things, man. You know, we got the fans that are definitely calling in. We got the listeners that are definitely calling in. But what we're going to do is just this. For all of y'all who don't know or haven't heard, Ms. Jessica Young is a brand new addition to the Where They Do That At family. She wrote this beautiful song called Covered by His Blood. And at this segment of the show, we're gonna definitely air this live. Jessica, keep doing what you do. Keep blessing us with this music because this right here just shows. And just, you know, they hear me talk about a lot on both sides of the segment.
Mm-hmm.
But just kind of from your own words before I play the song, just kind of let them know the type of musical background that you and your family came from.
Oh, wow. My father and mother both sing. My father was in a group called the Mighty Echoes. And my brother, I have a brother who, his name is Ricky Jones, he sings as well. And all of my siblings sing. Ashley, which, of course, she's one of the artists with you, her name is A Legend, and we have been singing since the age of 4 and 5 years old. singing gospel music. We, of course, were brought up in the church, and we were so blessed to have godly parents who had a heart for God as well as people, to serve people. You were talking about serving people earlier, and we definitely know the gift in serving people because we get that from our parents. But, man, we've been singing since the age of 4 and 5, and singing is such a blessing to us, because it truly is a tool that you can use that for the Holy Spirit to use you to minister to other people, as well as it's a healing and a music of restoration. And I think that's what
that's
God
uses. Remember, God loved it first.
That's right. God loved it first.
He loved it first.
He loved it first. And we have to remember that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're definitely going to let you hear what we're talking about. This song is called Covered by His Blood by Miss Jessica Young. Right after the song, we're going to take some more questions. We want to hear from you, the fans.
Thank you, Jessica. We appreciate you, Jessica.
Keep doing what you're doing. The song is called Covered by His Blood. We'll be taking some more callers shortly right after the song. Thanks.
All right.
I'm covered by His blood. I am covered by His blood. No matter where I go, high or very low, I'm covered by His blood. Covered by His blood. I am covered by His blood. Oh. And though I sin along the way, for short every day, I'm covered by blood. It's truly the blood of the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb.
I am covered by His blood.
We give all praises to our King for His blood, His shed for us. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. His blood, where would we be? Oh, where would we be? And we fall short. Oh, but we are still. My thoughts not always right. My heart not always clean. Why I need His blood to cover me. It covers my mind. It searches my heart and cleanses all of me, because I am His child. I am covered by
His blood.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm covered by His blood. covered by His
love. That is a definite blessing. Yes. This is what it's about. Ladies and gentlemen, you are live with Miss Nadine Fry, God Survivors. You just heard Miss Jessica Young, what Covered by His Blood. We want everyone to understand that on Where They Do to That Radio, coming to you live with Miss Nadine Fry, is all about everyone really being aware of really the things that are transpiring in the world today. We hear so many times about, you know, the struggles of our youth as well as our elderly. We hear so many times about just different things that are going on all across the world. For all those, I appreciate all the fans who definitely tuned in to the earlier broadcast with Mr. J.J. Choi with the Crossway Mission with Christ. Touched on a couple of issues earlier today that really have enlightened a lot of the listeners as well as just a barometer of just the families that are involved with Where They Do That Radio. And it's becoming very clear that there is a lot of work to be done. You know, and at the same token, you know, if we all come together with a common cause and a common goal, a lot of these things can definitely be reached and done. And one major thing that I would like to say to you, Ms. Fry, is that we are so blessed to have you a part of our family. You are impacting more lives than you imagine. There are so many people right now that now have a method or a window or a venue, if you will, where they can talk about a lot of the things that they need to talk about. Because just like you enlightened us earlier, you know, with the statistics being over 90% and fear being one of the major contributors, a lot of our when we realize that God is the key, that Christ is the key, and all of those things that we shun away from, or we make excuses, or we allow the world to make excuses for not saying or not doing, if we are compelled to say something, if we're compelled to do something, then we should not be ashamed or afraid or not being able or allowed to do that. And I just, again, I'm definitely, again, speaking as a man with a family, children and grandchildren, I definitely see a need for everything that you are doing, and we are behind you so 100%.
Thank you so much. I really needed that because a lot of my family is not behind me.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to help people and help children. I just want to help. The more we talk about it, maybe we can stop some of the abuse.
That's right.
But it's not just a physical abuse, it's mental abuse,
right.
Emotional abuse, feelings, financial abuse. People are being used for money.
Right.
People are taking our self-esteem by telling us what we can't do and we will never be able to do. There's so many types of abuse, and we're not talking about it and getting it out.
Right.
When we don't talk about it and get it out, we get sick because that's how I started talking about it, because I got diagnosed with fibromyalgia. I started getting sick because I was holding so many things in.
Mm.
Until God said, you're not stressed out, you're stressed in. You need to get everything out.
That's right.
No matter who I had to hurt, I just have to pray for them. I should still love them. I have to pray for them. But I have to put God first. God said, talk about it.
That's right.
And that's the only way for people to get it out. You have to talk about it. Tell somebody so that you can get free from the inside.
That's right.
So we can't help. We cannot help. Our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And God is inside of us. Regardless if you know it or not, He does not want our bodies to be abused, because when our bodies are being abused, we can't praise God the way He needs us to praise Him.
That's right.
And it's just so sad. I hate I had to wait this long, but I just was afraid of hurting so many people in the process.
Wow. In the process of that hurt that you're saying, there are so many more that you're helping. And
thank you.
And there's so many more that need this healing. They need this vineyard. There's so many young people I talk to throughout a daily basis that, you know, from an artist standpoint, this is the reason why they used music in a way to be able to get that voice out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can recognize it, then you can understand the vices that are there. And so, therefore, being the adults, you know, the ones that are in the driver's seat, so to speak, in that capacity, can start to shed light on certain things. So we don't have to continue down this road of denial and not saying and sweeping it under the rug and saying that it happens to everyone. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the thing about it is I understand a lot of folks in the aspect of why they would say and feel that way. But at the same token, I only implore the ones that feel if this is what you must do, then by all means do that. Please, mm-hmm. please, 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 because, see, you know, we always sit back and wonder how did things get to this point. But when those signs were there, we wasn't taking the time out to recognize that. We was turning this blind eye. We was looking away. We was doing everything that the world tells us to do, especially, you know, one thing I've learned as being a young man is that we want to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
As adults, we want to be comfortable in all of our daily living. We want to be comfortable from what we drive to where we go, what we mm-hmm. do, and even down to what we say. We want to be comfortable. And this is just, you know, what God showed me is this. When he put a calling on his people, they got pulled out of that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
They got pulled out of that comfort zone. And when they got pulled out of that comfort zone, it brought them to a point where it was more detrimental not to say something if they didn't say what God told them to say or do what he told them to do. It was more the consequences on that side far outweighed what the peers around them felt or said or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that message, I don't think, pretty much has changed. It's just we tend to make, you know, we want to be on a certain level of comfort. And Ms. Bob, I definitely want you to elaborate on this with the listeners to really, you know, kind of add some clarity, you know, just from your own walk.
About comfort, being comfortable.
Yes, being comfortable.
When you being comfortable, even if you're being abused in some kind of way, you can't be comfortable. It's always on your mind. A child does not lie about being abused, because it stays there, because that child feels bad about it. They grow up to be grown-ups that's been abused. They're still children in the mind, because what happens to you as a child stays with you. The first 3 to 4 years of a child's life is how they're going to be as an adult. So if you're abused, your mind and your body is abused throughout. I don't care how happy you try to act. You cannot be comfortable because, you know, it's something you have to do about getting this hurt out.
Sure.
And so, you know, the abusers, they strive on fear.
Sure.
That makes them stronger. The more afraid you are of them, the stronger they become. They want you to be afraid of them because that makes them know that you'll never tell. So they'll always pick something that they know is close to you, like your family or what you're doing. They try to make you afraid because they make you think they're going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to hurt anyone. You're the only one that they're going to hurt because the other ones would not let them get away with it.
That's right.
But as a child, you're always thinking, if I tell, what are they going to do to somebody else?
That's right. That's
what they striving on. If they love you to be afraid of them. But you could never, James, you're never comfortable. through your whole life. Once you abuse the child, through your whole life, you're paranoid. You don't trust anyone. You don't like being around people. It's something about people that you don't know if your loved one or even a stranger does it to you. You just don't trust. You don't want to be around people. You can't be yourself.
That's right.
You have hatred built up inside of you.
That's right.
So you're never comfortable. I am more comfortable now than I have ever been in my life.
Wow.
Because it's out.
That's right. And that is so that is the key. Because without with it being out, being in the book now, and also, you know, getting ready to be slated to be put, you know, towards the silver screen, it will only bring others out. It will only help enlightening others. It help enlighten others on what they must do. It gives them, you know, they call it in psychology self, you know, when you self-analyze your situation, it allows you to analyze these things in a way where you can make a forward progression, a positive progression towards a solution. The key,
exactly.
and the solution, ladies and gentlemen, is no secret. The solution is Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
But we all have to come to that realization. I can't do it for you. Ms. Fry can't do it for you.
No.
You have to come to the point where this makes enough sense and becomes that detrimental that you will act.
Exactly. Because Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's right.
I could do it without Christ. He had to strengthen me, and we all can go to that word. And once you read God's word, see, one thing about God is when you come to him and say, God, Philippians 4:13, say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, he has to give you strength because he can't lie.
That's right.
He can't lie. That's why it's called his word. That's how you talk to him. You have to go to that word, read it. And I went to God so many times, I said, God, now look, Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through you. You have to give me strength, Lord.
Right.
You have to give me strength to get through this. I can't do it by myself. And I feel myself slipping a little bit. I'm getting depressed, especially when my mother passed. I got so depressed I didn't want to live. So I had to go back to God on his word and say, Lord, what is this now? You have to give me some more strength.
That's right.
And God said, okay, since you're doing my will, I have to honor your word. So I'm going to give you the strength that you need. And the strength that I need for you to do is to get it out to everybody.
That's right.
And I'm doing his will, so now I'm strong enough to survive. That's why I came out with that book.
That's right. And
I could do it without him.
That's right. And that is and that is a repetitive thought that we all should walk away with. We have to understand really when he gives us this inner strength to be bigger than what we see ourselves, it's a reason for that. Just like I'm gonna try to see if I can get in touch with Mr. Choi shortly, just for him, and just to kind of, you know, add a support to everything that's being done. I learned something tonight with just what he was saying earlier, and I'm gonna kind of do my best to just kind of sum this up. Before we ended the show, we talked a lot about what really motivated him to go out in these foreign countries and really help spread the word of God, and he said in the best of to the knowledge that he had never before he actually was doing his travels, he never had a chance to personally meet one of these gypsies who everyone had talked so down about. He never personally met them, but when he did, he became very curious. He became very he wanted to know more. He wanted to know what he could do to help. He wanted to know, and he said it wasn't until he was actually in the presence of a young man, I think he was like 7 years old, and he did a sermon. And the young child came to him, and that one child told him that he wanted to learn more. He wanted to hear more. And that was the spark. Go out and do the things that he is now doing. And it made me feel like you never know in this walk of life who you're going to run into. So you have to use what God has given you. When you take that negative, the abuse, and all these things that we're talking about, and you stand it up with the Word of God and you go back and say, okay, now what is it I'm supposed to do from here? God will show you. He will tell you. He will send people to you. He will put you in situations where you will know what you're supposed to do. You'll definitely know that. And so with that being said, we really, really, really want to make sure that everybody really understands everything that is being done.
I used to think that gypsies, were bad people until I started really listening to Mr. Choi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people think that they didn't know God.
That's right.
But that's not true.
That's right.
That's not true. We didn't know. They got that name put upon them by men.
Men
put that name on them. In other words, a gypsy's person go to place, divided, don't know what they want to do, you know, don't even know how to think. But that's not how
they stick together. And exactly. And that was the problem with the powers that be. They saw that unity as a threat to what was being done. So, you know, and it's a repetitive story. You know, this is a repetitive story. So there's so many things that we all have to come to the realization of. And we really have to understand where this positioning is coming to. Because we really want to make sure that everybody truly understands really what's being done and how it needs to be, you know, especially when it comes to our youth, you know, in our community. They're so impressionable. They have more toys and trinkets than we'll ever imagine at this age and this day and age, and just so many things that they definitely have that they're exposed to. So it's definitely a need for us to really guard that and protect that. I think Mr. Choi just called in, so I'm gonna see if I can, you know, get him on the line shortly just to kind of just, you know, show us his support in terms of everything that's being done, so I can raise him on the line right quick.
Hello,
Mr. Choi, are you there?
Yeah, how are you, James? Yeah.
Yes. How you doing? We're trying to get you in, man. Your ears should be burning. We was just talking about you.
Yes. I have been listening to your talk show from the first, the beginning.
Okay.
Yes, it was very nice. And then how are you, Nadine Fry, Miss Nadine Fry?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm fine.
All right. Well, we was just sharing with the listeners just so much you have, you know, you enlightened us with the earlier broadcast about the gypsies and just, you know, so many things, you know, in general. What you're doing, Mr. Choi, as well as what Ms. Fry is doing is so, it's if you really look at it, it's such a huge need for what you guys are doing together, and this is why it's going to be such a detrimental force in everything that's being done from this point on, because there are so many.
Hello?
To save. Hello?
Yes.
Yes. How he came to save.
Okay.
I'm a little excited. Let me slow down.
Your voice keep going in.
Okay,
James, speak slow, but I am not good at tongues.
okay, I would speak slow. What I was saying was, what you are doing is such a huge need, and there are so many people around that do not know who Christ is. And because you are taking it upon yourself to go into these areas where they don't know who Christ is and bring the word to them, takes a lot of encouragement. We commend you for that. Just like we commend Ms. Fry, we commend Ms. Fry for being able to come forward, you know, and being able to really be able to speak to our youth about physical and mental abuse in a way that is not, it doesn't draw them away, but yet draws them closer to coming back to the realization of really what the solution is. And the solution both you guys are talking about is God, is Christ. Christ is the solution.
That's right.
He is the solution.
That's right.
He is.
That's right.
Definitely, definitely the solution.
He's the only way. He's the only way.
And again, I just really feel that, you know, this is why I'm excited. This is why my listeners are excited. This is why it's such a huge need for more people to come forward and talk about these things. And for all those who want to get involved, Ms. Fry as well as Mr. Choi, you know, they have things that are already in place where you can definitely get involved from an awareness standpoint. We need advocates. We need more missionary workers. We need individuals who are willing to have, just like how Mr. Choi was saying earlier, when he heard the call, you know, he took it upon himself not to see what man was saying about the gypsies or what they were saying about it. He took it upon himself to personally go and learn for himself and then understand what God was really calling him to do. And on the same token, the same thing for my listeners, you know, on this end, Ms. Fry went through so much in order for her to come to the point where she can now share what she's sharing in a manner that is not hurting people but helping. And so you got to really understand really where all of this is going. And I commend both of you guys for everything that you guys are doing. And as long as you guys as long as you guys keep doing what you're doing through your ministry, Mr. Choi, and definitely through all the enlightenment yourself, Ms. Fry, with the book as well as the with the screenplay, and it will definitely be a huge help. Go ahead, Mr. Choi. Go ahead.
Okay. That we are also poor people, like gypsies, but I have no money or fund at hand, but God will supply us where He is interested in. So that is
That's
my
right.
faith. And the
yes.
missionaries are not
yes.
social workers. Missionaries are the persons who proclaim the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, so they need, but like even though around the world there are so many people, like so many poor people, suffering from poverty or from illness and so and so, many like disasters. But the main point is that they need the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That's
so,
right.
Yes, I surveyed the Gypsy Society, and then most of them are, like according to the census, national census, they are registered as Christians, but most of them, maybe more than 95%, are not evangelized. And for instance, I met a Christian gypsy, and then I told them, I preached them that the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ dwells in ourselves. But he was very much surprised. How come we have been avoided by the citizens of the country where they live? But how come God, or Jesus Christ, God himself, his spirit, how that spirit dares to dwell in our service. And I showed them, I led them the Bible, that John chapter 15, that the Comforter and Counselor, and then God will send the Comforter and Counselor, which is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And then he will dwell in ourselves like forever. And they were very much surprised. And they say that
That's
they have never heard of that before. Because even though they go to church, and then nobody teaches them. And then, the first thing we do is, I realize that the first thing we have to do is to let them know who Jesus is. Whenever
That's
I go
right.
there, I
right.
deliver the sermon regarding who Jesus is.
That's right.
Yes. The prophet Isaiah, he wrote through his books, Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 2. And then God has anointed me to be the comforter and then to be the redeemer of the people who are caught in illness, and then also
in the sins. And
that's
then
right.
So Jesus came to like to realize this prophecy, and
right.
yeah okay mm-hmm. and then as he was launching his mission like officially, according to chapter Luke, the Gospel of Luke chapter 4 and verses
mm-hmm.
16 through 19, and then he quoted the book of Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 2. And then he was anointed. God made him like a Messiah to redeem the people from the sins. And that is his commandment of his launching his official ministry. And I proclaim this message wherever I go, in Romania or in Ukraine or in Hungary. And then I tell them in details regarding who Jesus is. And then I do not tell them what other people experience through Jesus, but I proclaim the good news to them, from what I experienced through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then I'm not talking. Yeah, somebody else says, okay, I have been given lots of graces and love by Jesus Christ. So
that's
it's
right.
a kind
mm-hmm.
of a profession. Well, kind of proclamation of my experience to them. And then also,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I am now 63 years old, and then when the Korean War broke out in 1950,
mm-hmm.
I was 3
mm-hmm.
years old. At that time, during the Korean War, my father was killed as a martyr by the communists. And then after the Korean War, and all my hometown was flooded with the typhoons. We lost everything, and then through that, then my mother prayed to God, and then he had nobody to rely on. He kept on praying and praying, and then he educated all of her 6 children. And then also God, or Lord Jesus, supplied us with the power to overcome the waters of the world.
And Mr. Troy, this is why I commend you guys for continuing to do what you're doing, because the listeners definitely need to hear that. We need to understand that the God that we serve is real, and the God that we serve can do what he said he can do, because his word said it, and God, therefore he said it, he meant it, and this is how it's going to be. We just simply have to believe in that. And and this is why every person that's on this line and every person that is listening on to this broadcast all understand that exact point. And again, I just want to commend you guys for doing what you do. Mr. Choi, we appreciate you. You know, coming and lending your support and lending, you know, the listeners an ear and an ability to kind of see really how far this movement is being done all over the world, and then also understanding that where they are right now has a huge impact on that. And so again, we commend you. I know you're real busy with your schedule and everything. I appreciate you definitely calling in to just definitely share that with us and the listeners. We're definitely gonna, you know, like I said, you're gonna be on the air again next week. The listeners are definitely gonna be responding as well. But Mr. Choi, we definitely appreciate you. And again, I just want to just let you know that we further commend you for all of your efforts, because you're right. God can lead you to prosperity. God can give you the strength that only he can give you to do what he's called you to do. And this is a perfect example of that. Perfect example.
I like the part where he said they didn't understand that Jesus dwells in them. You see, the Spirit used to dwell in buildings before Jesus came.
That's right.
Remember that?
Was
in buildings.
Yes.
And then when Jesus came and he left that comforter, he left the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
Right.
See, that's the difference. We have the Holy Spirit. We can speak things into existence
right.
because we have the Spirit in us. people don't understand. Whatever you speak, you have the Holy Spirit in you. It comes into existence because God had to speak light. He said, let there be light. He spoke it. And he said, let the waters divide. He spoke it.
Right.
And then after he spoke it, it happened.
That's right.
So we have to do the same thing. We have to speak anything into existence. Once we speak prosperity, healings over our life, it comes to pass because God's Spirit is in us.
That's right, and that is so key. That is so key. We got a couple of more listeners that definitely want to add to what they just heard. We appreciate you, Mr. Troy, for definitely calling in. Just stay tuned if you can. We're going to take a couple more calls, and just, you know, you guys, again, just continue to keep doing the good work and continue to keep spreading the word. And I think with everyone here that's committed to what's being done, a lot of great things are getting ready to take place.
Yes, yes.
A lot of great
Yeah,
things.
Yeah.
So
whoever we are, and wherever we are, and then whatever we have, and the Word of God is the only way to redeem us. And I stress.
Right.
Yes.
I stress.
That's
after
right.
the Korean War, after the disaster, and materials did not like save us, redeem us. Only the Word of God redeem us.
Only
the prayer of my mother,
God.
Yes.
That's right. Only, and that is so key, but definitely
in the Word of God.
Nothing but the Word of God. That is definitely, you know, one to grow on and one definitely to build on. Mr. Cho, we definitely appreciate you. Just hold on for a second. I'm going to see if we can get some more callers on the line. We appreciate
okay,
you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to take another caller right quick. Caller number three, you are live with Ms. Nadine Fry on God Survivors. Who we got on the line tonight?
What's going on? This your boy, Boss Man.
All right. We got my man, Boss Man, on the line. Well, Boss Man, you know, when we come on Miss Fry's show, she has it where we have to let the world know who we really are in terms of the God-given name. They know you all over the globe and all over the world as Boss Man, but tonight on the Nadine Fry Show, just share with the world who we got calling in.
This is John taking in.
All right.
John, okay.
All right. Well, I definitely, man, this, for all y'all who don't know, man, this guy here, man, is definitely one of the working artists that are in the community, you know, is well known. Just on the message that you've heard thus far, man, just kind of share with you a couple of thoughts that you've had, you know, so far on what you've heard so far.
I pretty much agree with everything I've heard on the Spirit dwells in all of us, which is very true. And I just think, you know, more people just need to be awakened and conscious to that, you know, because it's a lot of people that's not conscious to it. And,
mm-hmm.
I just think it need to be spread around to more people to understand and know it's true. Understanding that the Bible is full of principles and truths. And when we know how to use those principles and use those truths according to how we think, according to how we talk, and according to how we walk, the manifestations that we will manifest is like big. As a solid tell the Proverbs, commit your actions to the Lord and your plans will succeed. And a lot of times we wonder why things ain't going right in our life, why it ain't succeeding. We probably have to rewind it back and look and maybe see we're not committing our actions. So plans won't be able to succeed if we don't commit them. And, you know, like that book is full of positive laws and truths. And like I said, once we begin to put it into practice with the way we think, talk, and walk, a lot of great, magnificent things begin to take place.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
That's true.
That is so true. That is so
yes,
true.
It is.
Definitely. Just to not put you on the spot, but a word of wisdom or a word of encouragement to a lot of the young artists who may be looking for a way to use the gift that God has given them to help spread this, you know, what would you tell them? What would you tell them?
First, I would tell them, be yourself. Because you got a lot of people that hide from being themselves. They walk around with a mask on. A lot of them don't know themselves. And they try to portray an image of being too hard. They try to portray an image of being too gangster. They try to portray image of just being what ain't them. And a lot of them probably do it because they're not educated in who they really are as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And once you really are secure with that spot of who you are as a human being, you're not afraid to be you. And when you ain't afraid to be you, you allow the spirit that lies in you to speak. And whatever place you may
be,
whatever time it may come out, you ain't ashamed to speak it because you know the true you. And, you know, that's what I would tell artists, just pretty much be yourself and don't be afraid to speak who you is.
That's right.
That's right. Very true. Be yourself.
Be yourself. That is true. That's
because, see, if you don't be yourself, you're acting.
That's right.
And
exactly.
When you act, pretty soon yourself going to come out one day. So you can't act. Because one day somebody going to see the other side of you. So it's best to just start out being yourself. And you don't have to act. Just be who you are. That's the way I be who I am. A lot of people don't like who I am, but oh well.
Okay. Hey,
I'm here to please God, and that's who I'm here to please.
Amen. But that's what it is. That's what it is. Well, John, I tell you, man, I am so glad I was able to get you on the line. Oh, man, this like I told you, man, on this segment tonight, man, definitely a segment you don't want to miss. To me, this is like the best part of the whole week right here, man.
Hey, I'm glad that you called and reminded me also, because I actually took a trip down to Alabama, Huntsville, to drop my little sister back off at college. She came home on the weekends, and it was just a blessing for me to see one of my siblings is my younger sister. I watched her grow up in Pampers, and just to see her off to college and everything and on a positive start.
Oh,
that was a blessing.
It was a blessing. And she's a positive person that has an organization she's forming called Hands of Christ, where she go out and feed the homeless and put things together to get them clothes and all kinds of good things. And she's only 19, and her mind is so on a positive lane. And, you know, I just keep her in my prayers and lift it up. And that was a big blessing to see that.
Definitely. Well, look, I am so,
that is so good.
That is super, because, again, everything, you know, maybe we can definitely get together with your sister and help put together some programs and things of that sort, because it's all about getting as many folks involved in what's being done as possible. And it's all about, you know, when we all understand really what this is all about, you know, we see the work. We see what needs to be done. All we got to do now is roll up the sleeves and get to it.
And it's so nice that he's so proud of his sister.
Yes.
That brother love, that means a lot to us. I mean, it means a lot to me to know when my brothers are proud of me, because that's really what you want. You want your brothers is like your father in a way. You look up to them. And I know she's just blessed to have you say that on the air about her.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, man.
I definitely like to keep everybody be an inspiration to everybody. You know, a lot of people be wanting to hate on people when they doing good, or hate on them because they got a new house or a new car, they got a promotion on the job, or you got to congratulate people for that. Because what people don't understand, that word, you reap what you sow. If you're not sowing good seeds of congratulating people, if you're not sowing good seeds of inspiring people, you can't receive. You can only receive what you give.
That's
so
right.
I just try to give out positive energy and just try to give out motivation, because that's what I want to receive. So I'm going to give that out.
That's right. And that's
very true.
Very true.
Let me emphasize on the seed for a minute, since he brought it up, and I know he's right about that, because a seed, when you plant a seed, you plant it in the ground. So when you plant it, you want it to grow. How do it grow? You have to water it.
That's right.
So when God's seed is planted in you, you have to stay into his word so it can be watered and grow.
That's right.
So if you grow in God, that's how you get a close relationship with him. It's by growing. If you stay in the ground and don't grow, you don't understand trials that come your way.
That's right.
So, see, now I can understand when things come my way what it's all about now, because I've been grown to the level of God because I stay in his word.
Right.
And I know why things have happened to me now, because I've grown. Before, when I was going through it, I was like, Lord, where are you sometimes? Where are you? But now I know I went through it to help others. This young man has a something miraculous going to happen to him.
Oh, yes.
Because out with this blessing, and he's talking in a way that he can help all the young people that's listening.
That's right.
And see, what God wants, so what he's given is he's given of himself.
That's
and
right.
God's going to have somebody give to him. So he's getting ready for your blessing.
That's right, because it's definitely there.
The way.
It's on the way. I'm telling you, man, I appreciate you definitely bringing
it. You might be in that movie talking. I'm getting ready to make a movie.
Yes. You know,
you're strong survive.
That's right.
Wow.
Hey,
wow. That's amazing. I love that title.
Okay. Well, man, you love the title. You gotta read the book, man. Ooh, man, when you read the book, that's
one of my survivors.
Where can I get the book?
Okay. You can actually get the book at any of your local Barnes and Nobles. You can actually the name of the book is called Only the Strong Survives.
Okay.
And you can actually, it's in all the major bookstores. You can get it online.
Barnes and Noble, Borders, Amazon.
That's where I'm
going
to Barnes and Noble. I'm going to go to Barnes and Noble. That's why I hang out in Barnes and Noble. It might sit enough for about 30 minutes to an hour reading.
Okay.
All right.
So definitely, I'm going to have to go in and get it.
Definitely.
And my second book is called True Grit. That's about my son that was born with cerebral palsy. Through some of the abuse that I went through, my son was born with cerebral palsy. That's my second book.
Definitely.
Wow. I'm going to go support you on that.
I got my words on that.
All
right. I love
sitting.
For you to call me back.
All right.
I love sitting down reading books.
Oh, okay, well, look, we're going to definitely hold you to that. We're going to definitely have you back on there next week to see what you think, man, because that's what's up. But that's, again, for everybody who's tuning in for the first time, you're live with Miss Nadine Fry. Again, a lot of positive things are definitely taking place, and you guys definitely, everybody has something to contribute to that. And we want everyone to remember that, you know, no matter what you've been through, there's a purpose and a plan for it. And if you're looking for the answer is right in front of you. You just got to turn to God and let him turn you on to really what he's moving you towards, because it's a great awakening. It's a great movement. But there's so many different levels of adversity that yet we've all experienced, we can overcome, and we can definitely enlighten others. Like I said, man, I appreciate you calling in, man. I appreciate you holding it down, man. If you can, just stay tuned. I got a couple more calls I'm going to take. I got two more that's been holding on for a minute. I'm going to see if I can get them in. But definitely, I appreciate you definitely sharing that with us, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Let's see who else we got on the line here. Let's see. Caller number two, you are live with Ms. Nadine Fry. God Survivors, who we got on the line tonight?
It takes a village to raise a child.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Okay.
Cheryl.
Okay. We got Cheryl in the house. Okay. How you doing, Cheryl?
I'm blessed, thank God. I was listening to Mr. Cho and this man, too. But you know what? God is so good. But it takes a village to raise a child. We got so many villages, but where are the people? And that's what we need. We need the people to come together. And when they can come together, this will be all right. And I like the fact that was very supportive. You know, that's our problem. We have to be cheerful givers, and we have to be able to give of ourselves, give of our time. Contribute to the needs in your community. Contribute to the wants and the needs that's for people that's less unfortunate. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's less unfortunate, and they
that's
are looking
right.
like us to back them up. So we need
that's
to back
right.
to back up our people. That's the bottom line.
That's
right. And it don't really have nothing to do with skin color. It's just about people, period. Our children, period. You know, because
that's
like
right.
I see it every day. Somebody's looking for somebody to say something good to them, promising to them. Somebody's looking for somebody to at least get close to a miracle, you know. We got miracles happening, but the real miracles is in our backyard. It's in our
front. That's right.
That's our children. Regardless of our miracles are our children and in our neighborhoods and our communities. And we need to support them 100%. But I love everything that said tonight. And Nadine, you don't even have to worry about it, girl, because you loved anyway. You loved anyway, girl. I tell you, that's a blessed, awesome lady. I want everybody to know she's a blessed, awesome lady, a lady of God. And I really do enjoy talking to her every chance I get. I don't get to talk to her. But I love
to read my book.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I read two of your books. I haven't got to the second one you was talking about just now, but I have read the other two. Only the Strong Survivor. What is the other one? With your daughter? With your granddaughter? Yeah, Ariana. I read that one, and I really did like that. I really did like that. That was like a mystery to me. That was like a mystery at the end, so I really did enjoy that. You got to do a part two to that book, though. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
You got
a part two. I'm going to keep on.
Definitely.
Huh?
Well,
I'm going to keep on writing.
There you go, because you got plenty of folks that want you to continue. So that's why we're here. We're going to continue to support you and continue to, you know, to look forward to the more good work. Yo, Cher, we appreciate you calling in and definitely sharing that with us. I got one more call I'm going to try to bring in, and, you know, we're going to keep it going. It's always a pleasure to have you on the air.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. Have a blessed one.
All right. Let's see here. Caller number one, you are live with Miss Nadine Fry. God Survivors, who we got on the line tonight?
Hi, my name is Tabitha.
All right, Tabitha. Tabitha's in the house.
Tabitha, hey.
Hello. I've been listening for quite a while. This is my first night tuning in. The first time I didn't get the number correct, so I'm glad that I got the number correct and was able to listen to the show tonight. And
right.
I just want to take and comment on Miss Fry. I've read two of her books, Only the Strong Survive, her first book, and then True Grit. And
mm-hmm.
I just want to comment to those who haven't read Miss Fry's books. They are truly inspirational. Me being a woman, when I read her first book, Only the Strong Survive, I thought at first, how can someone go through that, being a woman, and survive
mm-hmm.
that? But the further I got into the book, and by the end of the book, I understood, like Miss Fry says, that it was God that carried her through that and that she survived it. And as I look back over my life, I can think of instances to where I know that God brought me through. And so the message that she's sending out in that book is that you may go through some trials and some tribulations in life, but just lean on God, and he'll carry you through. And the message that she sends to those who were abusive and she forgave them, she lets us know that it is God's will that we forgive people who harm us, because we have to, in order to be healed ourselves, be forgiving. Because if we hold on to the pain and the agony that is inflicted upon us, it just destroys us and tears us down. And by her being able to forgive and let God work that out for her, she's able to take and stand and be a survivor and then be a strong person for those that are weak to come to and share, and she can take and, you know, let them know, you know what, you'll survive, you'll make it, you'll get through it. So she's such an inspiration. Her stories are an inspiration. And then, I mean, I'm a mother. I don't have a son that's afflicted, but I still have a son. And Miss Fry had a son that had an ailment, and the story of him, of how he overcame and how he survived, I mean, it's just amazing, and it is a blessing. And, you know, she's survived a lot. Her son has survived, and her stories are true to life, you know, and so inspirational to so many. And I just want to thank her for being the author that she is, and it just just get better and better. I told my husband, I share with my husband, each story she writes will get better and better. And I just want to thank her for being an inspiration as a woman to me and to women in the world to let us know that we can survive. We can survive some of the most hurtful experiences if we just trust and believe in God and know that God can carry us through. And as a mother, that we can survive with our children and that we can be there no matter what. And I just want to thank her for being such a strong, surviving woman. And I had heard her earlier say tonight that, you know, she may not have the support of all of her family and that some people may have been hurt, but the saying is sometimes the truth hurts.
That's right.
You know, if the truth hurts, it also sets us free. So
That's right.
She doesn't have the support of everyone at this time, I'm quite sure that there are many that support her.
That's
and
right.
That those that are not supportive at this time, you know, time heals all wounds. So
Amen.
They may have been wounded by the truth, but in time, they too will be healed, and
Amen.
They will become a support.
That's right.
Because, you know, we are our family, that's our blood. And blood is thicker than water. And, you know, because Ms. Fry shared her story and it was the truth and God has seen her through that, God will see her through those that don't support her to where it'll be turned around and they will support her. So I just want to thank her.
Thank you so much. Those who are out there
who have not read her story, go out to your local bookstore, purchase the book. You won't be sorry. And
that's
they're
right.
just an inspiration.
That's
and
right.
I was so glad I was able to get through tonight. I waited a long time.
Oh, yes. We're definitely going to.
Okay, now, James, I'm in tears now. You know, she has really blessed me for calling. So you got to talk a while.
Okay. Well, you know, you guys, you got to understand that, like I said, this is why we're here.
I'm so blessed.
We are here to definitely continue this message because it's needed by so many. And through this story, we want everyone to realize that however, when we get to the point when we are allowing God to work through us, and he's allowing us to go and speak and be what he's called us to be, all the things that once become a hindrance now become a blessing. And we just have to really just understand it. And again, you know, we are definitely blessed to have Ms. Fry as part of the way they do that at family. The book is definitely, just like the young lady said, is definitely, you know, meant for inspiration. And it is touching a lot of lives. I see this through the emails that I receive, through the responses from the callers that call in. And, you know, again, you know, the more all of this continues to go, the larger it's going to become and the more people are going to be healed. And
you know, my son said something to me after I wrote his book. He said, after we got finished, he said, Mom, I want you to read the book to me because he don't read very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know what you told me to put in the book? He said, yeah, but I want you to read it. And then it dawned on me, a lot of people can't read.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people can't go online and pull up the book.
Mm-hmm.
And the next week is when I got offered a movie.
That's right.
Wow.
And this is,
God came right in.
That's right.
And said, you know what? Offered a movie. I'm like, oh, my God, God is working it out already.
That's right.
So everybody that can't read can go and see it on film.
That's right. They can see it on film.
And congratulations on that, too. So proud of you for that. Thank you so much. Congratulations to you. That's what this is about.
It is so many things that are getting ready to take place, and this is why we are so excited. And it's yet so much work to be done, but, you know, with knowing the work that's being done, that's to add even to the more excitement because you know that you're doing something positive that was meant to be. And it's so And, you know, it doesn't get any better than this. I mean, I can only say this from, you know, I've had a...
Thank you so much, Tabitha.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yes, she's still there.
Yes.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Love you,
Thanks,
too.
Thanks, Tabitha. Thanks.
Thank you.
Look,
you guys have a good night. Take care.
Oh, we will. You do the same now.
Thank you.
You do the same.
Okay.
Definitely. Definitely. You understand that, again, like I say, Ms. Fry, I told you there's so many folks that you have an impact over. And it's nothing. It's, all I can say is the God that they see and the God that you serve. And as long as you keep doing that, it doesn't matter what others think. It's all meant for His glory. It's all meant for His glory. And, again, a lot of folks are definitely sending emails. They are definitely, you know, tuning in. We're on from 9 to 11, but I think I can't make a premature promise, but we probably will end up probably extending the show out an additional hour because with everybody that calls in and the different things that happen throughout the show, we want to give everybody an opportunity to definitely speak, to definitely talk to Ms. Fry, to definitely voice your opinions, your concerns, anything that you would like to do to become more involved. With that being said, if you
Oh, I'm gonna make appearances now. I'm gonna make an appearance.
Definitely, she is definitely as we speak. We are working on her itinerary and her schedule to definitely, you know, have her in speaking engagements at book signings. You know, in your local cities and venues. So, you know, please send your emails. Please send your support. So we can definitely get that with the coordinator. So we can definitely put a lot of this stuff together. But again, like I said before, it's just so much. And so many that is being reached at this point. And I just, again, Ms. Fry, I appreciate you. We all love you. We are going to continue to do what we need to do, you know, to bring this
message. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping me. You're going to be blessed for helping me.
Look, I'm doing my part because this is how it's supposed to be. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a chance to let's see here. What can I bring on that'll just set this mood off? Oh, I think I got something right here. Basically, okay, I'm going to run this right here. We're going to be on from 9 to 11 every Sunday. You can tune in and where they do that at radio, .webs.com. We have a feed that's already set up. Also, this week we'll be rebroadcasting this segment that will actually be on Ustream. So please check your Facebooks. If you haven't already joined the website, just go to GamerZone, which is GamerZone 36. Send an email request. We'll send you all the links and all the information. You can definitely stay informed and stay in tune with everything that's being done. Mr. Choi also is going to be a regular on the slide as well. His show comes on from 7 to 8. Again, so many great things is getting ready to take place. So many people that are getting ready to be reached. A lot of blessings are getting ready to transpire, and we want as many folks involved in this as possible. With that being said, Ms. Fry, and I know there's probably a couple things you want to definitely just, you know, talk to the listeners about in terms of just different things that you're getting ready to do in the near future.
Well, like I said, the coming movie that's going to be coming out, but I'll let everybody know because we're going to need people to come out for auditions also for the music part especially. And I will be making appearances in different cities, so I'm going to be, you know, busy, but I won't forget to be on the radio.
We'll be here on Sunday. We're gonna be riding with you every step of the way. You ain't gotta worry about that.
But I just want everybody to remember to love yourself enough not to let anyone or anything destroy you.
That's right. Because we gotta remember really what this is about. Because
love yourself.
And with that, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna let Miss Yolanda Adams do what she do, and with the song called "Be Blessed." And again, continue to send your emails. Continue to send your support. You can also send additional requests to 1-888-826-9327. Press extension 17303. And we'll do our best to make sure we get all the messages to Ms. Fry, and we'll continue to keep this going. With that,
and have a blessed week.
That's right. Have a blessed week. This is how you start the week off. Hey, you got to put God first, and you got to let him know that
he's
the one that's in control. He is the one that's in control. Right. But with that in close, we're going to let Yolanda Adams take us home with Be Blessed. You guys keep doing what you do, and we will actually see you on next Sunday. If not sooner, definitely you continue to tune in. You know, the number is 347-934-0318. You are live with Ms. Nadine Fry, God Survivors. Be blessed.
Too many storms have passed your way, and you're all washed out because it rained on your parade. Seems nobody cares about you anyway. Now you're living your life like a castaway. Search for strength and find, was it all in vain? Cause the deeper you dig, you find more and more pain. Don't let your tomorrow be like yesterday. Cause I spoke to God, I called out your name, and on your behalf, I just asked if he would be there. Never have to live a lie, never have to wonder why, never want for nothing, you're always satisfied, in the peace that his arms will provide. He will erase any guilt or shame, any bad habit you got, you won't want to do them again. Yes, we all can change, I can testify, see I spoke to God.
Be blessed.
like we said before, we'll be back next Sunday, same channel, same time. You guys continue to do what you do, and so we can all look forward to being blessed. Thank you. God bless, and good night.
God bless you.
All right.